Welcome to T30 Observations. This is Terry Landry for May 4th, 2009. As you can see in the chart that we have presented today, the PDF file, we have show the current T in red, which is defined by the oscillator, and it projects an S&P peak at the end of May. But I have also added in a black crossbar, which is a T constructed in the price itself, the S&P. You see that the peak in the S&P, or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, occurred in the early January time period, but the peak in the volume oscillator, which is a momentum peak, occurred earlier. So if you look at these two T's, you end up with two projected top dates, and so that's the ambiguity that has to be unraveled. And now last week's update, I showed the large advanced decline T, which gives you a bullish case going forward. That means that you probably would favor the second top as opposed to the first top. But the first top I've counted out in the hourly chart. You're welcome to do that by yourself. But I would say that probably around the middle of this week, Wednesday, thereabouts, is where that time symmetry runs. You just count the number of days from the early January peak down to the March low, and then assume it'll rally about the same amount of time. And you'll come up with a top sometime this week. It's not exact, but it's reasonable. The advanced decline T concept is likely to make the S&P 500 peak come up at the later May top, which is done by the volume oscillator, just because there's such a bias on the upside. Next, you can focus on the little small channel, which I have reproduced from the chart 2 weeks ago. And you see we're kind of hugging the bottom. I would expect that the market is going to turn and rise up into the middle of this week just to get it off the bottom. And you'll notice that the volume oscillator has been coming down. It's down off to the zero line. It's been declining for a long time. And so a little pop up here is very likely, but it could only last for a couple of days. Now, from the standpoint of T-theory, I would point out that there's a better way to do this if you're looking to sell something, which is something that I would be willing to do. That is that the tops and the bottoms and other turning, what we call turning points, generally can only occur, according to my envelope theory, on the three colored lines which define the envelopes. And you can see, you notice that a few weeks ago I have replaced the dashed lines, thick dashed lines, with the thin lines, the red line at the top of the channel, the black line in the middle, a 55-day moving average, and the green line at the bottom. And you notice that there's always all the turning points tend to come out in the right place. If you look down at the green line, you'll see the center post of the current T occur just as the S&P bars touched the green line. It's not clear where that would be because it touched it for 4 days running before it turned up, but it was on that line. If you go back to the mid-November, 20th of November low, you'll see that that low occurred with just a slight penetration on the downside. If you go up to look at the early January peak, we did that as a time projection to the 2nd of January, and that was a Friday, and then it drifted over to Friday, and then a little bit into Monday, the 5th, and then a little bit into the 6th before it topped out. But you can see it topped out on the black line, so that the turning points are occurring on those time periods. We haven't had a top up at the red line because we haven't been in a bullish trend long enough. But the smart observation here is that you really want to sell when you get to the red line. The red line doesn't have a price on it because it's too busy, but you see it says upper red envelope is 925. So it's 925 as of Friday. That thing is kind of turning around. But if you can get to 925 this coming week, that would be a place that would agree to be a top. If it doesn't, it's probably the next top. That's the best we can do, and we'll revisit this next week. Thank you.